Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Deborah Levin, who's the president and CEO of the Center for Health Design. Deborah, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of this morning.
Yeah, I bet you're relieved because last week was a big meeting that you're a big part of. It's kind of evolved over time. It's now called the PDC Summit. And the PDC stands for Planning, Design, and Construction. We'll get more to that in just a minute. First, a little background on you. You've been with the Center for Health Design for almost your whole career. It looks like you got an architectural degree at ASU, and then for 36 years, you've been with this organization, right?
It is my entire career. This is really the only professional job I've ever had. I love being at the Center for Health Design. I so deeply believe in the mission and the work, and I've been lucky enough to do it all these decades with incredible people around me, our board, our staff, all the volunteers. It's a truly unique opportunity, and I'm very grateful for an incredible career here.
One of the reasons I wanted to do this interview is because this show, held last week in Houston, is gathering some steam. And, you know, it used to be in the flooring world, if you thought about healthcare design, you thought about the HCD show, which is owned by Emerald Expositions. But this show is coming out of the background and taking prominence. I noticed just looking at the exhibitors, two of the key exhibitors are Mohawk and Interface. I'm not surprised with Interface since they have Nora, which is used in hospitals big time. Like I say, the meeting was held last week. Tell us a little bit about it.
The Center for Health Design actually has a really long history in bringing together community. Our organization started the Healthcare Facility Symposium way back in the day. We also started with another organization, the Healthcare Design Conference. So, you know, all of the big conferences in our industry really have our DNA as a part of them. And about 2.5 years ago, we realized we wanted to bring together a different kind of group of people in the work that we're doing. And so talked to the folks at ASHI and the American Hospital Association about moving over to be a part of the summit, because what's truly unique about the summit is, one, it's all nonprofit organizations, right? So it's groups of people who are wanting to move the needle in the industry, but also it is an incredibly diverse group of people. So there are 10 different supporting organizations that are part of creating the content and bringing their members here. So you have facilities people, you have engineers, you have clinical people, you have safety, regulatory, interiors, architecture, everyone coming together, which is much more indicative of how projects happen in the world, right? You know, nobody does their work just with people like them. So a couple of years ago, we moved over. We bring about a third of the educational programming now to PDC and have really grown it from the design and architecture standpoint and research, right? Healthcare design, research, architecture and design is a lot of the programming that we bring to it. And what that means is a lot of flooring manufacturers and interior finishes people have really gravitated both in attending, but also in exhibiting. So, you know, we have Interface and Tarkett and Shaw, Mohawk, Porcelanosa, Mannington, Garifloor, Forbo, Ultra, all of the big players and people who have really unique to healthcare type of products are there showing and learning, right? That they're not just in the expo hall, they're in the educational programming, learning and sharing and part of the content. So it's really a unique place and an incredible value. It's probably the most reasonable of all the shows to exhibit in and all of the shows to attend. So it's a great value for people's dollar.
Okay. So I'm right in saying that it's continued to evolve because it started predominantly as just hospital end users, and you've added the whole design element in the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, I really give ASHI credit for that, you know, for like dropping it as their show only and realizing that there was a unique space to bring everybody together and just calling it now the PDC Summit. It's everybody's summit, as they remind me over and over again, you know, and it has grown. This year was its 39th year, so next year we'll be celebrating 40 years, and there were over 4,100 people and over nearly 250 exhibitors, the largest ever in its 39-year history. So it is growing, it is diversifying, and it will continue to.
It started last week on Sunday. I think everybody came in and then kicked off on Monday and ran through Wednesday in Houston, right?
Yes. Yeah, over that period of time, people have opportunities to go to workshops, to do deep dive learning, to do shorter, you know, hour-long programming, to go look at tour sites. There are some really inspiring keynotes this year. Scott Zeller was the Center for Health Design's change maker, and I don't think there was a dry eye in the house. The work that he's been doing around behavioral and mental health and his empath units, it was just an incredible story, and he's an incredible man. It was really a unique opportunity to learn. There are learning opportunities even in the expo, not just walking the expo, but there's a discovery stage to listen to what people are doing and learn about not just the products, but the research behind the products. And that's a big differentiator as well, that understanding what the research says and how it can be used to make design decisions is a really important part of how we move the needle in our industry. And the summit really focuses in on a lot of that work.
You know, I was looking at this on the web last night and noticed you already have the site up for next year. Where are you meeting next year?
Next year we'll be in New Orleans.
New Orleans, okay. Which is where the HCD show is this year, I believe. That's interesting.
I know. It's interesting how these things happen. But yeah, that show will happen in the fall. And then in the spring, yeah. PDC will be in New Orleans. So big year for New Orleans.
Okay, Deborah. It's good to talk to you. And thanks for telling our listeners a little bit more about this show. Again, been talking to Deborah Levin, the president and CEO of the Center for Health Design. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.